months of buildup, and then just like that, after 3 days, the NFL draft is over, and now everyone can start talking about how badly they missed on their mocks. Broncos bring in three players Saturday, first after trading out of the fourth and hoping he'd make it to the fifth. LSU linebacker Lamin Barrow got a call from the war room.
Lamin, John Fox, doing great, man. Congratulations.
51 players later in round six, Broncos called Boise State Bronco and center Matt Paradis.
Well, you're already a Bronco. Now you're still a Bronco.
Then before shutting things down, took another linebacker, Corey Nelson from Oklahoma. How'd the draft go, Coach?
Well, I think, you know, so much like a football team. I mean, it's about teamwork, how you work together. And I think there's no doubt, you know, with Matt and even with Tom Heckert being new, you know, John Elway, again, it's like experience. It's like a team. The longer you're together, the better you become. So, you know, I think it gets smoother every year, and I thought this year went like clockwork.
Cody, how you doing? Man.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you. I like the color.
Thank you.
You're all set up.
Cody Latimer and Michael Schofield got their first look at their new team headquarters. Latimer actually had these orange shoes on him in New York before he flew in. Incredible. And Schofield, well, he's just glad to be here. His flight got diverted to Colorado Springs because of some weather. He eventually got here, albeit 3 hours late. They both said they know exactly what they're walking into when Peyton Manning is the starting quarterback.
It doesn't get any better than that. You know, especially your rookie year coming in and getting to play with Peyton. It's like, man, that's a crazy opportunity. You know, I feel like I got the best, you know, I got the best gift out of everybody, out of all the receivers. I was too excited. I'm like, you know, I was waiting around in the green room for a while, but it was well worth the wait, you know, because, like you said, I get to play for, you know, a great winning organization and get to, you know, play under Peyton Manning, man, which is what I bet every receiver, you know, wishes and hopes for. So, you know, the process has been crazy, but now I'm here.
I don't even know what it's going to be like. It's probably, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, probably the greatest quarterback of all time, I would say. Just to be able to maybe possibly have that chance to be even in the huddle with him in a game is just going to be the coolest experience of all time. So I'm excited for it.
All of the rookies will be in this week with minicamp starting Friday. But remember, this team did make the Super Bowl last year. So who will play the most once week one arrives?
You know, there's so much talk about us trying to win now. And I keep saying we're trying to win from now on. And, you know, that's going to continue. And that's why every draft that we go to is very, very important. Because if we're successful in the draft, that's what creates depth and creates your players down the line. It allows you to be successful if you draft well year in and year out, and that's always our goal. And so I think that, you know, the mentality is to win now and again now on. So we did the best we could with the players that are there. There's obviously players on this list that we drafted that are going to come in and help us right away. You know, and some are going to, you know, as they develop, we'll see some are going to develop faster than others. But the bottom line is, you know, we're hoping when we go into any draft that we're drafting guys that are going to make our football team and make us a better team.
And we'll meet these guys soon enough after a long 3 days here from Dove Valley. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.